must be really thrilled with how you performed first real game back from such a serious surgery.
I was very happy with myself, my performance, and how able to help the team. Obviously, being out for that long, and just being back out there, being able to play at that level, something can't take for granted. So I'm very happy with my progress.
When Matt went down with the calf, all of a sudden it was literally just you. Did you think you were going to be playing that number of minutes going in? Was that the plan as part of the comeback?
Nah, not at all. I didn't even know Matt was out. So I just out of nowhere, I just found myself playing a lot. So I just went with it. I just went with the flow. I didn't really think about it. I don't even think about my Achilles anymore. I just go out there and play and just be able to help the team in any way possible. So, I feel like I'm ready. I've done all the rehab. I've done the work on my body. So I'm feeling ready.
When did you stop thinking about it?
I would say during practice. I started feeling comfortable in practice. But I would say in the preseason, when it was in official game, that's when I stopped thinking about it and just play. I felt like my normal self again, so I was very happy about that.
Not having mental demons there, that must make it a lot easier to just attack contests, leap when you want to leap, and not be concerned that something might go wrong.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the things that I had to get over, because obviously it's a very tough injury, physically and mentally. So the sooner you get over that, the better you are long-term. So you just go out there and play. Not think about anything, just the next play after next play, and just, be ready 100%.
I'm just with your journey with your Achilles, what was probably the toughest moment for you? Because sometimes people say the initial injury, but then sometimes months down the track as well, that's really hard.
I would say the recovery process was the hardest for me because it's just so long. Just days and months and weeks of recovering. Doing the same thing over and over again, just trusting the process. But, I'll say recovery time was the toughest time for me, so it was good.
Was there any nerves maybe heading into
the
initial game just because you hadn't played for so long?
Yeah. There was a lot of nerves building up. I was too hype, too excited, but I'm good that I got it out of the way, and I'm ready to be myself again.
I saw you out there as well with Ollie, having a bit of time with him.
I like how he plays. Kind of reminds me of myself. Just attack the old board, set good screens, roll, just play physical. And he's that kind of player, so I'm very happy with how he's starting so far.
And your opinion on how the team's sort of coming together, two from two, is the ideal start, seeing that you've got 5 games here at home?
Obviously we've got a lot of room for improvement. But anytime you win your first 2 games, you have to take it. But I feel like we're going to improve. We've got to do little things better on defense, but it's coming along together. But I'm happy with that, where we're at, because we got a long road ahead of us.
Is that the feedback from Scott? Perhaps a bit more of a focus on the defense and getting those rebounds?
Definitely. We're going to hang our hats on the defensive end this year. I feel like we can be a really good defensive team. So, anytime there's a little slippage, gets makes it tough on us. So we got to make sure we're on top of things like that, and also rebounding the ball, because we're not going to be the biggest team out there, but our mentality is to go out there and win the rebound count. I have no idea, to be honest. We just let our medical team handle all of that, and hopefully we can have him back out there soon, but we're looking forward to having him back pretty soon.
The game on Friday night really changed when you started getting overboard yourself. As a rebounding player, do you feel that you can ignite the team with the offensive boards, and then that will then play into you being able to get the defensive ones as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime, for myself, I just try and attack the all board offensively and defensively. But anytime if you see the opportunity to go get the ball, it's a loose ball, you just got to go and get it. And that's my mentality, just go get the ball.
It must be a fun environment to be playing. The whole joint lifted when you started getting the overboards.
It's a very good feeling, especially playing at home in front of the Red Army. When you get the offensive rebound and you hear the scream, it just makes you want to get another one. So, and that's how it is. So, yeah.
So you're doing the 3-point practicing. How's your 3-point shot going?
Oh, it's coming along real nice. So we're going to put it to good use very soon.
Have you got the free? Have you
Or I'm getting there. I'm just starting practice, but gonna get there. It's gonna cripple a little bit into the game, but yeah. Yeah, definitely. I give them a run for their money when we play shooting threes, the games, so they know. So, yeah, they better watch out.
You mentioned a while ago when we had a chat with you that just in terms of your shape and getting fit, is this the fittest that you think that you've ever been heading into the season?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say this is the fittest, the strongest, and like the fastest I've ever been in my career. So I'm very happy with that. Our medical team and our physio, like they did a wonderful job just making sure I go 100% every time in the weight room. So yeah, definitely. So it's very good.
And do you notice that sort of difference out on the court and also there being two games, but sort of can you compare your seasons based on your physical fitness?
Yeah, I can tell. Like the difference out there, you know, like I'm running up and down smoothly, being physical with the other bigs, being able to jump for those rebounds. So I feel it, and I'm very happy. So I'm looking forward to doing some more of that.
And was there somebody that I guess you had that sort of when you were doing the rehab and you wanted to come back fitter, faster, stronger? Yeah. Was it someone that you sort of had a discussion with that kind of inspired that, or was it just something that you kind of committed to personally?
I was just mostly myself, my family, and our medical staff. Just the little things that they just, like they say, like, just keep your head up, keep attacking the rehab process. Everything's going to be all right. And that's what I did. I just took it slow, took my time, and just let everything else take care of itself.
You don't have to look up to see too many people in the world. I wouldn't have thought you'd be looking up at an opponent at different times on Sunday, who's 225 centimeters tall. Like, how do you prepare for that sort of, even though
he's
not going to spend a lot of time on court, what do you prepare for?
It's a big unit, but at the end of the day, you just got to treat him like any other player out there, be physical with him. You just got to know his strength, which is his height. Just kind of let him walk into the paint. You got to push him out and just make it tough for him at the end of the day, yeah.
So you had a bit of experience with him in the preseason as well. Did that help to prepare for someone?
Yeah. It helps a lot. It helps a lot. Just how he's just trying to see how you match up against him, and just go against him like next time. Like everything that you did, you just got to prepare yourself for it. So, yeah, it's very good. Looking forward to playing game.